Hi, this is Ultra One with Bitcoin Talk Radio, and I'm here at Inside Bitcoin in Chicago, and I'm here with
David Johnston.
David, can you tell me a little bit about your product or service?
Sure. So I'm with the Factum Group. You might have heard of a lot of the projects we're working on with large enterprise and corporations to get their records onto the blockchain. So basically offering a data layer for the blockchain where people can secure millions or even billions of records, and then they get merged every 10 minutes into the blockchain through an anchor. So that's what we're all about, is getting large enterprise to adopt the blockchain.
When was Factum first launched?
So we started working on it last year. You might have seen the alpha got released in January of 2015, and the team is currently pushing towards the release candidate for the beta. So we're actually looking for testers, and folks can email Brian at factum.org. He's the chief scientist, and he deals with the testing community that want to play with the pre-release and the release candidates. So yeah, it's ready right now. It's all been coded up. The APIs are ready to be tested, so just email him, and you can get a chance to play with it.
What kind of feedback have you received about your service?
Well, one of the things that we've gotten from feedback from enterprise groups that want to use Factum is the fact that we've separated the cryptocurrency from being able to make entries into the Factum and the blockchain layer. So they don't have to touch Bitcoin, they don't have to have a wallet, they don't have to worry about all the regulatory issues with being a money transmitter. They can just treat it as entries into a database, entries into software as a service, if you will. And that's really simplified things for these large companies that want to be involved in the blockchain, but they have concerns about the currency, or they might be in a jurisdiction where it's a regulatory gray zone. So we want them to adopt blockchain technology because it's auditable, because it's transparent, because it increases honesty, but this gives them a way of doing that today.
What do you see as the future for your service?
I think the goal here is to really expand the areas in which blockchain technology is used. So Bitcoin 1.0, I think about mostly as currency, merchants, accepting as a payment network, a payment mechanism. And I think the goal for Bitcoin 2.0, if you will, is moving beyond that into auditing, into finance, into securing records and assets like titles and stocks and bonds. And so that's our goal, is to be this really thin layer on top of the Bitcoin blockchain that allows people to access this incredible, immutable ledger that we now have available, and extend that to these new industries. I think that will really be the future.
Any thoughts you'd like to share with Bitcoin Talk Radio listeners?
Just that I hope you check it out. It's available at www.factum.org. There's a lot of cool use case videos for how this could be used by different companies and developers to place huge amounts of data into the blockchain. So a really cool example the developers did was they took all 28,000 books from the Gutenberg library and they put it into the Factum layer and secured it to the blockchain with just two transactions. So you're securing thousands and thousands of records. That was a great example of what you can use this to do. Maybe you've got medical records, maybe you have something else. So sort of just a general call for developers that want to put things on the blockchain. We'd love to partner with you and just reach out.
Well, thank you, David, for taking the time today and allowing me to interview you.
Sure, absolutely, my pleasure.